Radical Democrat Rashida Tlaib, "We must eliminate funding for CBP, ICE, and DHS." By Jacob Bliss on July 7, 2021. Radical Democrat Representative Rashida Tlaib, me, on Tuesday, during a conversation with Julie Mao from Just Futures Law on digital walls, borders, and deportations, said the United States needs to stop funding the Customs and Border Protection, CBP, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Tlaib, answering a question, said, "The United States must eliminate funding for our CBP, ICE, and their parent organization DHS." She continued, "Time after time, we have seen it as advocates on the ground, as human services agents on the ground, to continue to see over and over again to see that these agencies are inept." She then added, "Government organizations are supposed to be humanely guiding migrants through our immigration system and further continue. Instead, they further continue to terrorize migrant communities located within our communities." The RNC War Room shared the video of the exchange on YouTube. Recently, reports showed the Appropriations Committee in the Radical Democrat-controlled House of Representatives released their funding bill for the DHS for the fiscal year 2022. It notably decreased the funding for the Border Controls and Interior Immigration Enforcement, including stripping funding from border wall construction. Additionally, they reduced CBP funding by almost $930 million and $1.5 million for ICE, compared to the previous year. More so, the budget rescinds the previously appropriated $2.06 billion for border wall construction and provides no funding for additional U.S. Border Patrol agents, according to reports. The report continued. It also allows up to $100 million that was previously designated to build a border wall to instead go to the Department of Interior. Meanwhile, the budget shifts funds of $132 million for new technology along the border, a longtime talking point of Democrats and establishment Republicans who argue that a virtual wall is more feasible than physical barriers that stop or deter border crossers. For ICE, the budget provides $332 million less towards the agency's civil immigration enforcement operations while spending $475 million to expand alternatives to detention for illegal aliens that more easily allows detainees to be released into the U.S. interior. The budget prevents ICE agents from deporting an illegal alien who applies to sponsor an unaccompanied alien child, UAC, and illegal aliens whose only criminal history is possession of marijuana, the report explained.